This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on May 21st, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda, we're back to item number 5. Motion to open a rulemaking in response to comments and testimony on the McCutcheon versus FEC ANPRM. This is agenda document 15-24A, and it is a memorandum from Commissioner Weintraub. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I didn't think it was going to get controversial till we got to this one. I didn't realize the last one was going to get so hot. I think the reason that I put this on the agenda, and it really shouldn't have taken anybody by surprise because I said I was going to do it months ago, is that I think we need to have some formal measure where we, in some accountable way, take responsibility for our decisions. We put out an advance notice of proposed rulemaking. I believe it was a suggestion from the other side of the table that we do that as part of the McCutcheon CU rulemaking that was done last year. I think you suggested it, Commissioner Hunter. I recall you saying, let's do an ANPRM. I wanted to do an NPRM. You were the one who suggested an ANPRM.
We didn't want to do either. But to the extent that we needed the fourth vote to do a Citizens United rulemaking, the Chair Arrabal was willing to vote with us. In exchange for that, we agreed to do an ANPRM. But it wasn't our idea.
Okay. Well, nevertheless, that was what, I mean, we all voted for the ANPRM.
Right. As a trade for getting the fourth vote for the Citizens United rulemaking.
Okay. Interesting that, you know, at least we're acknowledging sometimes there are trades around here. Was it a 5-1? The process of putting out an advance notice of proposed rulemaking, what that does is it seeks public comment on whether we should open a rulemaking. That's what it is. And maybe some commissioners were hoping that there wouldn't be a lot of comments or that the only comments would come from members of the election law bar. And, you know, they wouldn't have to deal with the messy public. And I'm sure that all of us were surprised by some of the comments. I was surprised to get 5,000 comments saying don't regulate the internet because I didn't even think that was on the table at that time. But, you know, there was plainly fervent opinion on that. And that's why when I drafted my motion, I wanted to make very clear that I was listening to what people had to say out there. And I think that we should allay those concerns if people are concerned that that we're about to do that, then we should make clear that we're not. We got, I think, 32,000 comments. As I recall, when the staff went through, they said 3/4 of the comments urged the commission to do something, to take some action, to in particular in the area of disclosure. You know, there was an article in the paper yesterday that was really kind of stunning to me. Dan Baltz in the Washington Post, this isn't a direct quote, it's a paraphrase, but he talked to people who are in the process of raising and spending money in this election. And he wrote, even those who raise and spend the money for campaigns say it is too much, that it is obscene and distorting and possibly corrupting. That's what the insiders say. Without doubt, it is contributing to the cynicism with which many Americans view the political process. That's a really strong statement, particularly as a statement of the sentiment of people who are in the process. Now, there's a lot that we can't do. You know, there are things that we don't have jurisdiction over. We're not the Congress, and we're not the Supreme Court. But there are things that we could do to respond to the comments. We asked people whether we should open a rulemaking, and we got a lot of comments back. There were two strong messages that came back. There was a strong message that we not regulate the internet, and there was an even stronger message in terms of numbers of people who bothered to comment who said, do something about disclosure. We want to see a more transparent system. We want to see more disclosure. And we could. There are things that we could do in order to improve disclosure, consistent with the statute that is currently on the books. Because we already have regulations on disclosure, and unless those were ultra-vires and written without statutory authorization, obviously we could amend those regulations. Again, consistent with the statute that is currently on the books. We had a great hearing in February, but I don't think the end of the process of seeking public comment as to whether to launch a rulemaking is to have a hearing. The end of the process is to make a decision on whether to hold a rulemaking. Now, maybe this was just a cynical exercise from the get-go. Maybe it was just, maybe some commissioners think that they would never prepare to open a rulemaking. They had to pretend. They had to vote for an advance notice of proposed rulemaking where they would pretend that they were interested in hearing what the public had to say in order to get the vote that they wanted on something else. That's pretty cynical. But I take public comments pretty seriously. I've always found them to be illuminating in the rulemaking process, and I think that we should respond. And I think that the clear sentiment of those comments was that we should open a rulemaking. And again, it's just opening a rulemaking. It would just open the door to further comments. If you think that the comments we got in the first round were unrepresentative, then I'm sure that if we actually opened a formal rulemaking, people on the other side would weigh in and tell us why we shouldn't do more to improve disclosure in the system. You know, and I'm prepared to listen to what those commenters have to say, too. But I think a lot of people are, as the article suggested, growing increasingly cynical about the way government works. And to put out an advance notice asking people for comment and then to just blow all the commenters off and say, we don't really care what you had to say because really we don't want to do that rulemaking anyway for our own reasons and there's nothing that you could say that would have changed our mind. I think that's not a good day for democracy. Democracy doesn't belong to commissioners, and it doesn't belong to even Supreme Court justices. It belongs to everyone in the democracy. It belongs to the American people. And as I said, I'm happy to hear from anybody in the public who wants to provide further guidance on this, further comment on their views. But right now, I think we have a pretty strong message from the public, and I think we ought to respond to that. And even if my motion is unsuccessful, at least we will have provided the public with some closure on this issue. We will have told them what we intend to do with all the information that we received. So at the close of the hearing, I tried to make a motion, and the consensus of the commission was that was not the appropriate time to do it. And I said at that time, okay, but I'm going to bring this back. So it's been 3 months, plenty of time for people to consider. And I think that on this one, at least, we ought to be able to at least take a vote on this. And you know, if anybody has some reason why they want to hold this over, I guess we can put it on this one on the next agenda, too. But I think that we could at least provide some answer to all those people who commented as to what we're going to do at the end of the day with that process.
Madam
Chair. That's why I am going to make this motion.
Commissioner Goodman.
I apologize for embarrassing myself in front of a whole room at a public meeting, but if we could take a 2-minute recess, I might be able to concentrate just a little bit better.
2 minutes? Should I time you?
May we have a 2-minute recess?
Yes, yes.
This is an important issue.
Yes,
I want to be here for.
Yes, sir. We will take, in the interests of public, we will take a 5-minute recess. Steve?
See?
No? All right. Well, you're still there. Great. Thank you. All right. We will reconvene. Thank you, Commissioner Goodman, for suggesting. I had my most important coffee, so I'm able to continue.
Thank you for the courtesy.
I appreciate it. So Are there any comments from other commissioners with regard to item number 5? Vice Chair Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I should start off by just addressing how I approached this question about whether or not to support opening a rulemaking in the aftermath of the McCutcheon v. FEC case. And there have been, I think, a few baseline factors that I've had in mind. And the first one is that what was the subject matter of the McCutcheon case? The McCutcheon case was a contribution limits case, not a disclosure case. And furthermore, it was a case that the commission lost. The court, as we know in that case, struck down as unconstitutional the aggregate contribution limits that that are in the Act. Those have now been nullified. And finally, the McCutcheon courts did not advocate any particular legislative response to its decision. Rather, it noted potential areas where Congress could constitutionally alter the law if it so chose. And the issues that it focused on were affiliation, earmarking, and joint fundraising. So in terms of whether or not to open up a rulemaking, I those were the questions I was looking at. Are did we receive information, evidence, data, what have you, that would justify modifying our rules that govern those areas? Because as an initial matter, I'm reluctant to use a deregulatory decision like the McCutcheon decision as a launching pad for expanding the commission's regulatory reach into areas that were not the subject of that particular case. So as a result, I've gone through and looked at the comments regarding the areas that I just mentioned, earmarking, affiliation, and joint fundraising, which were actually addressed in the case. And I didn't see a whole lot, at least not a lot that convinced me that leads me to conclude that we need to open up a rulemaking to modify our rules in these areas. The current earmarking rule is already written in quite broad terms. It's also one that if it's willfully violated, could result in a finding that one gave a contribution in the name of another, which carries with it the potential for criminal sanctions. So at least to me, it's far from obvious that already robust rule needs to be modified any further. And the same thing with affiliation and joint fundraising. There wasn't a whole lot. Most of the comments focused on issues other than these, but those were the issues that I was focusing on as I was approaching the question of whether or not to move forward on a McCutcheon rulemaking. And perhaps most importantly, as many commenters noted in their comments, the discussion that the court had in the McCutcheon decision regarding possible alternatives was addressed to Congress, not the commission. It is Congress, I believe, that is the appropriate body for making the initial determinations about how or even whether to respond to the McCutcheon decision with any legislative changes. It's well known that on this commission we've had disagreements, and I know that Commissioner Weintraub, I know that her concerns in this area are longstanding, and I know that are passionately felt. But we've had a disagreement on how to respond to past cases, notably the Citizens United case. We voted twice in 2011 to open up a rather broad, far-reaching rulemaking borrowed concepts, many concepts from the Disclose Act that was introduced back in 2010 in Congress, that was introduced in the aftermath of Citizens United. Like I said, was a far-reaching disclosure bill. Some would say would have been rather intrusive, but didn't garner the support to be passed. And I think that, to me, that was very significant. I think that that Congress, when they fail to act, and especially on an issue like that, that it doesn't then fall to the commission to step into the breach and to act in areas where they make determinations not to act. Like I said, they are that's you know, we all learned in civics class that is where the laws are made. The laws are not made here at the agency. And so when they fail to act, that's not a signal to us to step into breach. Congress's inaction is our signal to stand down until Congress decides that it wants to pick up this issue and expand regulation, modify it in some way, however they see fit. Ultimately, and just to address the issue that Commissioner Weintraub brought up about the comments, I think that the people who commented, I appreciate the fact that so many people felt strongly enough about this issue to comment on it, and I can't claim to say that I read all 32,000 comments. I tried to read as many as I could. And there's no doubt that there is a lot of passion on this issue on both sides. But ultimately, the commission isn't the body that is responsive to public will. That is the Congress. They are the ones who are accountable to the voter to modify laws as the public sees fit. And so far, Congress has not acted on this issue. As commissioners, our responsibility is to exercise our best judgment in determining what the law is, how best to implement it through rules, how to best enforce it through our MER docket. You know, the agency, we're not a plebiscite. We're not the distillation of the popular will. When we consider whether or not to adopt rules, we take into account public discussion in order to make sure that we are receiving the full range of arguments, information, evidence, data, so forth. But our role is to exercise our best judgment and to, again, administer, implement, and enforce the law as we see, as our judgment dictates. And so in this particular matter, I think that on the narrower issues of affiliation, earmarking, and joint fundraising, I just was not moved, or I didn't think that there was a lot of compelling information indicating that we need to modify these areas. I think that if those are going to be modified, that they are better addressed by Congress. And I think on the larger issue of, you know, disclosure, dark money, what have you, I think that Congress has spoken or not spoken up to this point, but I think that the failure to act is just as significant as if they had acted. And I think until they address this issue, I think that that I, as a commissioner, I don't feel that I'm in a position to now try to do through regulation what has not yet been accomplished through legislation. So again, I understand and appreciate and respect my colleagues' principles and commitments on this on this issue. We disagree on it, for that reason, I won't be able to support the motion.
Let me weigh in here because, you know, I appreciate your statements, but I see it differently as well. With respect to McCutcheon, as well as Citizens United, but since McCutcheon is at issue right now, I mean, both of those decisions were premised on the protections that are guaranteed by full disclosure, that is guaranteed in the law, and that the Supreme Court acknowledged are guaranteed by the law. And so it is our responsibility, as you mentioned, to talk about regulations to implement the law that the court has enunciated just as much as Congress has, and also to enforce the law that the court has enunciated as just as much as Congress has. And so it seems to me that this is well within the purposes, and as Commissioner Weintraub mentioned in her opening remarks as well as in her motion, we received 32,000 comments actually addressing not just the specific recommendations made by the court in McCutcheon, but disclosure as well being an important component of the protections that were expected by the court to be in existence, but which we actually do not have in our regulations. So I think that in I mean, today has been disclosure day at the commission, which is a really great thing. It's a very healthy conversation that we've been having about the importance of giving information to the public. And that is the essential purpose of the FEC. And that was what was part of the enactment of the FEC, was to disclose information to the public so that they could make thoughtful decisions when they vote. And that information is crucial to our democracy. We understand that. The Supreme Court understands it. And it seems to me that it is our obligation as the regulator and the enforcer to listen to those 32,000 comments, including, you know, as Commissioner Weintraub has mentioned here, to move the commission to exclude any proposal affecting political activity on the internet, which, by the way, for the public record and for the press that's here, I never proposed any regulation of the internet, although that seems to be continuing to be promulgated. There is no such regulation, and it should not. We can say it clearly here in this motion. So I think that this is something that we ought to respond to, and for that reason, I will support the motion. Commissioner?
Right there.
Commissioner Walther.
It wasn't made to vote on it today. We had some great discussions and took the leave to reconsider, rediscuss, and then perhaps vote. So if we do that today, certainly we could do that. I think the articulation by Matt Peterson just now is probably the strongest articulation I've heard, and very reasonable, as to why he feels that we are handcuffed, in a sense, to take any steps in this regard. But I have to say, you know, that's a very strong reason. We are here to enforce the law as is adopted. But I suppose in this case, this is an unusual thing where we say, let's open a rulemaking. We already opened that advance hearing. But we don't say what rule we're talking about. But in view of the national importance to this whole issue, I would support it with the view that there are many people, and they know about it, who are much smarter than we are about how we can maybe look at these things from a different perspective, and we might find some very sensible proposed rules that would not seem to usurp the basic responsibility of Congress to act in this field, but where we could make some sensible results come from the decisions that have come down, where we can really look at the maximum steps we might be able to take to achieve transparency. I'm not sure I know what those are, but this motion is open enough to invite the public to not just say you want it, but say help us find it.
Thank you. Commissioner Goodman.
Yeah, let me follow on Commissioner Walther's question. What rule are we talking about? Because when I read the resolution, it reads a little bit like a Pandora's box. It doesn't send us in any direction. Now, the ANPRM addressed fairly specific subjects. It asked for comment regarding earmarking rules of the commission, affiliation rules of the commission, joint fundraising committee rules of the commission, and then it closed with a question about disclosure, about what regulatory changes or other steps should the commission take to further improve its collection and presentation of campaign finance data. Now, I don't understand the current agenda item, the current proposed resolution, to address earmarking, affiliation, or joint fundraising. At least I can't glean that from the text of the resolution, and I don't know what direction we would be taking. As for disclosure, I say I think we have started down the road of addressing disclosure in two less controversial ways. First, the commission has had consensus, and Chair Ravel and I have been working together on an effort to improve our data disclosure and dissemination on our website. We're working hard to improve our website, to improve public access to the data that we do take in. Second, this commission has received a petition to address our administrative fines and to update and improve our forms, which have a direct disclosure implication, because if you can improve our forms, you improve compliance with disclosure. Some of the forms improvements, I think, would make campaign finance disclosure more transparent to people looking at the reports. For example, for a long time I've proposed we need to have a separate schedule to reports for reporting the receipt of in-kind contributions, because now it's a fairly obtuse way that we require people to take in an in-kind item or thing, disclose it as a receipt, and also disclose it as an expenditure to wash that money out of cash on hand. And if we had a separate form listing all in-kind contributions received, it would help. I think it's a common mistake by treasurers. They don't wash through the receipt. Also, people see a fictitious receipt and expenditure on the reports, whereas if they had an in-kind form, the public would better have a better idea of the in-kind items received. So those items have come through a consensus process at the commission. That petition is outstanding, and I'm eager to get to work on it. Now, the procedurally, the best mechanism for us to proceed in a bipartisan way on rules would be to work through the Regulations Committee. And within our grasp, I think we can, that petition holds promise for us to find bipartisan progress in a constructive way forward. I also think that there may be other rules that we could address in a very bipartisan way. We had a forum last year. I'd hate for that forum to die like a tree in a forest that nobody heard, but we heard from state and local Democratic groups and the Republican groups that they need some regulatory relief. I'll save you my speech on why I believe in state and local parties and how they are the most small-d democratic institutions in America today that that channel the efforts of grassroots people all over America to participate in their politics, and how we are hampering them at every step of the way. That's half the speech anyway. But I think that could be a bipartisan effort. But the mechanism for doing that, it seems to me, is to bring resolutions like this and ideas like this through the Regulations Committee, if the objective of the resolution is to work constructively to get a to obtain an actual regulatory outcome. So I've got a resolution that didn't go through that process, that doesn't address any of the specific issues in the ANPRM, except that it wants to stretch the issue of disclosure. We're working on two initiatives here to improve disclosure, the website and the forms petition. And so the next question is, Commissioner Weintraub, you said, well, we need to do something about disclosure. And you said there may be some things we could do, but I haven't heard what they are. I do know that many of the issues that people would like to address in a rulemaking have been the subject of three failed attempts to enact the Disclose Act in Congress. Commissioner Peterson discussed that. And I don't think it's appropriate for us to jump into the breach and regulate what Congress has decided not to legislate. Another area is political committee definitions. Perhaps the commission would want to entertain more about the criteria by which political committees are defined. But, you know, we have two cases pending in federal court right now addressing those issues. I don't know why we're going to jump into the breach while federal courts are reviewing the criteria by which we define political committees. Disclosure of donors who give to groups who make electioneering communications. That is currently the subject of a court review right now as well. So I don't think it's appropriate for us to jump into the breach where a court is currently considering the meets and bounds of disclosure and electioneering communication. So I guess I'm at a little bit of a loss to understand where this fairly vague resolution takes us. And I'm being asked to sort of leap before I look. So with that as background, I did have one substantive question about the proposal not to regulate political activity on the internet. Because we did hear very compelling comments, don't touch my internet. We also heard, I thought one of the most compelling presenters at our hearing was Ms. Heidi Abeg, who was on the relegated to the last panel of the day, but she was important because she was the attorney who represented Checks and Balances, which case that that broke 3-3 here at the commission over YouTube postings. And it triggered a major debate here for several months over whether we were going to touch the internet and people's rights to post videos on YouTube for free. And what she said was, as an attorney representing groups and as the attorney who represented Checks and Balances, was that the 3-3 vote in that case had confused the area of law and was chilling to groups that might want to post information on the internet. That was followed, of course, by a 3-3 vote in the Crewe case and whether Crewe could post information about Christine O'Donnell on its own website and send out emails to that effect. And so what I heard was that, to some extent, the public may want clarification by the commission of the breadth of their freedom on the internet. And so I guess I wanted to ask the underlying premise or assumption that we are not going to undertake any proposal to regulate political activity. Is the underlying assumption of this resolution that groups like Checks and Balances and Crewe can produce and disseminate political videos and press releases and post them for free on YouTube and their own websites without regulation by the FEC? Is that the underlying baseline assumption of this resolution?
You just love to talk about those cases, Commissioner Goodman.
Commissioner Weintraub, thank you.
Waited to be recognized.
That's okay.
The underlying assumption is that what I heard were a lot of people saying, don't enact any new regulations about the internet. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to be very clear about that. You know, the Crewe case we dismissed. There was a different analysis that you wanted to use that didn't get majority support, but we dismissed that case. Checks and Balances, I thought their answer was vague. They said, well, yes, there were some other television advertisements. Don't worry about those television advertisements. This is just about the internet. I wanted to ask some more questions about that and make sure what we were talking about. But, of course, that would have required an RTB vote and an investigation. And that was the basis of my vote. And I didn't, I mean, you keep bringing it up, so I feel like I have to say this. I really didn't want to, when Ms. Abeg was here, say, well, actually, I found your answer was inadequate. You know, I thought that would be a little rude, but for my purposes. So, you know, I don't, as I said, the underlying assumption of this is that we would not do what apparently people were afraid we would do, which was to enact any kind of new regulation of the internet. With respect to the rest of your comment, I think it's great that we are trying to improve our website and that, you know, it would be great if we could fix the forms. And there's all sorts of things that we could do that are sort of beneficial, and some of them are kind of small bore. Some of them are really only of interest to the election law bar. But, you know, that's great. We should do all that. But every time I have tried to present this issue in the Regs Committee, I was told that any initiative to improve disclosure was dead on arrival. We weren't going to do that. We had to strip out every word about disclosure from any proposal. Now, I admit that this is a little bit unusual, but I'm trying to save government resources here. If I thought it would be a productive exercise, I would be happy to ask Mr. Noddy to put his staff to work going through all of the comments and trying to glean from them some sense of what the public is interested in. And I don't think it's, you know, fixing our forms. I think they're looking at larger scale issues there. And to try and come up with some solid regulatory proposals that would reflect those concerns and that could be put before the commission. I would be happy to ask him to do this, but I don't want to send him on a fool's errand. And I don't want to waste government resources having staff invest thousands of hours in going through comments when the bottom line is, I fear that some commissioners, no matter what, are going to vote no. And as I said at the outset, I think this ANPRM deserves a resolution. And I don't think it's had a resolution, and I think this is the only way that I can think of to bring it to resolution. If I thought that there was a chance that you and I could sit down together and come up with some regulatory language that would improve disclosure and address some of the concerns that have been expressed by the public about dark money and secret spending, I would be thrilled to work with you on that. I'm just trying to cut to the chase here.
Go ahead.
Okay, are there other comments or questions with respect to this item? Commissioner Hunter? Commissioner Goodman, sorry.
So just so I understand, your concern in checks and balances was perhaps TV ads. But the presumption that we're not going to regulate political activity on the Internet assumes that groups like Checks and Balances and Crew can post information for free on the Internet without regulation.
The assumption behind this is that we're not going to enact any new regulations that in any way limit anybody's activity.
I'm trying to understand the baseline assumption of what the understanding of the current rule is. You said no new regulation.
Right.
Okay. What's the current? Do Checks and Balance organizations like Checks and Balances and Crew enjoy the freedom to post information for free on the Internet, on whether it's YouTube or their own website?
Because within the confines of the regulation that is not paid advertising.
As long as they're not paying a fee to do so. Organizations like Checks and Balances and Crew may post information on the Internet for free without regulation by the Commission.
I believe that's what our current regulation says.
Okay. Well, then, since there is some confusion after the... I'm glad we have that agreement. What I would say is that perhaps we could go further in our regs. Rather than no new proposal to regulate, we could actually adopt some clarifications for people in our regulations to clarify their freedoms on the Internet.
I think the regulations have a lot on that already on the books.
Well, but people are struggling under a couple of 3-3 votes here at the Commission.
Well, some people like to talk about those 3-3 votes as if everybody's freedom is about to be taken away from them. There's a reason why people have that fear. It's because some people are kind of drumming it up. Sorry.
Well, there is a statement out there that the 2006 rule does not make sense. So rather than just say we're not going to propose to regulate political activity on the Internet, I wonder if perhaps some clarifications might be in order. For example, in 100.155, I'll be a little bit more specific than this resolution is. After Citizens United, incorporated entities were given the same rights as individuals. At the time the regulation was adopted, there was some play in the joints between individuals, groups of individuals, and then the commission expanded it to incorporated internet groups in the regulation. And it might help nonprofit organizations, for example, to know that are incorporated that they enjoy this right as well. There was some debate, I recall, over production costs. So we could work into the language that the cost of producing is also protected, just by way of clarification. I believe that is the law currently. And then we could add to the media exemption in 100.132 of our regulations. Satellite, because we currently cover broadcasting and cable, we could add satellite. We could also add.
Consistent with the statute?
I think it would be. I think Congress said other media in the statute. Congress intended a broad exemption for the press, from the New York Times to the Washington Post to CBS News, and then books and moving pictures are issues. Many videos are posted on the internet. Many moving pictures and books are now in electronic fashion. We could give that clarification in our regs to clarify people's rights on the internet. And finally, there's the small items exemption. Many people are now getting very small messages, you know, over the internet on their cell phones. And perhaps we could add among the exemplars in the statute on small items, small electronic items as well, which would cover cell phones. So I'd be happy to talk to you about these further, but I wanted to at least understand the baseline of the assumption that we are not going to regulate political activity on the internet. And to the extent the comments we heard and the hearing we held implicated any rulemaking in this area, it would be to expand and clarify the freedoms that people have on the internet.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Just to be clear, we got over three times more comments on improving public disclosure than we got on the internet. As a qualification of your last statement. But, you know, I put that in because I thought it would allay your concerns, Commissioner, when I said we were going to exclude any proposal affecting political activity on the internet. Would you vote for it if I instead said that we were going to include from the rulemaking proposals affecting political activity on the internet?
What I'm saying is I plan on working this offline, and I'd be happy to work with you on a internet clarification rule. I know that you take great pride in the 2006 rule. And I've read comments by the chair recently that she wants to protect bloggers. So I think we could do more in this area. And that's just my point. And I wanted to know the baseline of the resolution I'm going to be asked to vote on.
Can we include in that discussion improved disclosure, which is the rest of it? Or is this another five-for-one deal where you get something and I get nothing?
I'm always consistent. Still 5-1.
You know, I don't... It's kind of remarkable to me that you're willing to say in public that you expect me to give you five for every one give that you give. I don't know how you think that adds to bipartisan.
I really don't think we're giving anything here. All I'm asking to do is clarify existing freedoms. That's all.
Let me jump in for just a minute because I thought as well, looking at this motion, that it was an effort to put the issue to rest. However, it's great to hear that you do want to open it up to public comment, to have people talk about the issue. You have said publicly that you thought even discussing the issue of this was chilling. Discussing the issue at all was chilling, was what you said. So, frankly, I think opening this up to, as well as disclosure, to the public is really what we would like to do without predisposing any particular outcome, but to hear from the members of the public as to where they think we should go on these issues. I think that's a wonderful idea. Commissioner Hunter.
With respect to the ANPRM and the issue of disclosure that we were talking about earlier, I agree with Commissioner Weintraub that this is the appropriate place to talk about this issue. And I, even though I'm on the Regulations Committee, I agree with you that that's not the best place to go at this point. And I also agree that it would be a fool's errand to ask OGC to work on a rulemaking that probably wouldn't go anywhere. So I do think this is the right place. We did say in the ANPRM that did receive at least four votes, I think it was six votes, the commission intends to review the comments it receives as it decides what revisions, if any, it will propose making to its rules. So we did put some issues out for public comment. We did receive some comments, and I do think it's appropriate to make a decision on whether or not we're willing to move forward. It's really sort of beside the point at this point, but Commissioner Goodman alluded to the section in here on disclosure. We were, in my view, when we negotiated this document, we were just asking about whether or not that there was anything we could do with regards to technology. And I'll read it exactly. Given these developments in modern technology, what regulatory changes or other steps should the Commission take to further improve its collection and presentation of campaign finance data? That, to me, is completely different than opening the gate to whether or not we wanted to do the Disclose Act. Granted, we did get a lot of those kinds of comments, but I just wanted to clear the air that I wouldn't have voted for an ANPRM that gave people false hope, and so I wouldn't have included that because you're right. We've had this longstanding position, as Commissioner Peterson so articulately described earlier, that we don't want to pass by regulation what Congress has failed to pass in legislation. And now some of the comments that we received, yes, there were a lot of comments. A lot of them were substantially identical. 6,100 of them came from supporters of the League of Women Voters, and they were virtually identical. I think about 500 of them were virtually identical from members of Common Cause. Some of those were about the Disclose Act, and others were about the Price-Van Hollen Stop Super PAC Candidate Coordination Act. And Commissioner Weintraub, when you were talking with one of the well-respected lawyers who represents the campaign finance bar, Mr. Don Simon, about this issue, you asked him, I thought was a very good question, what exactly sort of are you thinking of with respect to what an effective coordination rule would look like? And he said, for a model of an approach I would look to is a legislation that was introduced in the last Congress and has been reintroduced in this Congress by Congressman Price and Van Hollen. And to be fair to what he said, he says, yeah, it's before Congress, but I think you could also do it at the commission. And he might be right. As a legal matter, maybe we could. But as I've said, at least, you know, Commissioner Peterson and I have taken many votes on this issue. Again, I think it's appropriate to bring up again here today, but I'll be voting against the motion for the reasons that we've discussed before. Thanks.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Well, there is a motion on the floor. Do you want to make the motion?
Should I formally make the
Thank
motion?
Thank you.
And I'll just make one small additional comment that, as I said at the outset, we can't change the statute. We can't enact a regulation that's inconsistent with the statute. But I think that the statute currently has a lot of room to maneuver in the disclosure area, and we could completely consistently with our rulemaking authority enact regulations. I didn't include coordination in this motion, although there's a general direction to the Office of General Counsel to look at what the commenter said, and I'd certainly be happy to look at a coordination rule. I think that our coordination rule is was enacted before the era of super PACs, and I'm not sure it can really bear the weight of these new practical developments of what's gone on in the world, but this doesn't really address that. I'll just make my motion. Whereas the Commission received over 32,000 written comments on the October 17, 2014 advance notice of proposed rulemaking in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in McCutcheon v. FEC, whereas more than 75% of those comments urged the Commission to increase disclosure of political spending and limit the influence of money in our elections, whereas on February 11, 2015, the Commission heard in-person testimony from practitioners, advocates, academics, former commissioners, political party leaders, students, and concerned citizens who provided a variety of perspectives and opinions on action the Commission should take in response to McCutcheon v. FEC. Whereas those who provided comments and testimony relating to the Internet overwhelmingly urged the Commission to exclude from the McCutcheon rulemaking any proposal to regulate political activity on the Internet. Whereas the Commission, in carrying out its rulemaking authority, has a duty to be responsive to the tens of thousands of Americans who provided comments and testimony requesting swift action by the Commission to address a number of issues, including dark money in elections, I move that the Commission open a rulemaking, and accordingly that the Office of General Counsel draft specific proposals, including proposals to increase disclosure, to reflect the written comments and testimony from the public in response to the McCutcheon ANPRM. I further move that the Commission direct OGC to exclude from the rulemaking any proposal affecting political activity on the Internet. Although, as I said, I'd be happy to change that if it would get Commissioner Goodman's vote.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. Madam Secretary, do you have that motion?
I do.
Thank you. Are there any comments, questions about the motion as stated? If not, all those in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed?
No.
No.
Okay. Madam Secretary, that motion fails. Commissioner Weintraub, Ravel, and Walther voting yes, and Commissioners Goodman, Hunter, and Vice Chair Peterson voting no. Thank you.